Hello.
Hello, my name is Cassandra, returning your call from customer support. How can I help you today?
Okay, from where?
Customer support.
Yeah, I called a couple of different companies. Which one are you?
We are a third-party call center, and we represent over 100 online vendors. Maybe you have a counter.
All right, let me find and then name it. Okay.
I need your zip code, ma'am, because I need your zip code. I can't look up anything without the zip.
10528. Now, I had called 833-201-3411. Is that one of your numbers?
Yes, ma'am. Now, the number that you call is not, most likely it's not going to be the number that we call you back
that
on.
That's okay. Right, that I know. I already
okay.
know that. From
okay.
Okay. Okay, but do you recognize the 833-201-3411?
It could be one of our numbers, man. We have more than one.
And then there was also another number, which is 855-562-0772. Now, I had ordered something.
I need your name. I need your name. Your first and your last name.
A-T-T-I-L, like Larry, I-O. And last name is O, two P's like Peter, E-D-I-S, Stephen, A-N, Nancy, O.
Oh, okay. All right, so how you pronounce your first name?
Attilio.
Okay, Attilio. Can you verify that address for me, please?
201 West Street. What do you mean verify? What do you mean verify? It's like it's not like you have something on me. So it's like, you know.
Oh, my God. First of all, look, it seems like you kind of got a little attitude. And I'm just customer support. I'm trying to help you with your account. You call with an attitude. And I'm just asking you. I'm following protocol, and I'm just asking you because I got to do this.
All right. That'll help. But I'm just letting you know. I ordered something. I did receive it. And so, you know, does that mean that you're going to have anything on your system, or is this just a procedure to ask?
It's procedure. It's procedure to ask to make sure
okay.
I'm okay.
Okay. 201 West Street, Harrison, New York, and I did give you my zip, right?
Yes, you did. So how can I help you today? I do see some charges, so how can I help you?
All right, let me put this.
First of all, look like this.
All right.
You called in. You called
yes,
in on the
okay.
name.
I may be getting another call just from another one like you, because it's like, you know, when I was on the holding on, I got the same, the background music and everything sounded exactly the same. All right. I ordered this thing. First of all, I it all started when I responded to, I got an email or actually, something popped up while I was going online and offering a free drone, D-R-O-N-E. I mean, I was as surprised as you might be. I don't know. But I figured a drone would be something big. Okay. I was so disappointed when I mean, it said free. You know, what can you expect? It's really not really worth much, but you know the thing, the way they get you is that they claim that if you bought it in retail, it would be like $79.99, which is a bunch of BS, because this thing is a rinky dink toy. Okay, it's supposed to, now mind you, I'm in New York. I'm like just a little bit north of New York City, where it's, you know, cold, and in order for me to try anything that's going to fly up in the air, you know, I'm going to wait until spring, so I haven't even tried it out yet to see if it works. But, it claimed to be free, and it said $9.97 for shipping and handling. I have no problem with that. But then it also asked on the order form that if you pay another $9.97 for insurance, they claimed it to be, you could add another $9.97 for insurance, so that if the thing you know, breaks down, stops working, whatever, they claimed that they would replace it, you know, without extra cost. So that sounded good for $9.97. Hey, you know. So I took advantage of both those prices. Now, on my checking account statement, okay, I want to say, first of all, that it's perfectly understandable that, let's say, you go on whatever name the website is, and you order something, it's going to go to another company. Okay, so that's two parties is perfectly understandable, okay? because the name of the party that I actually ordered from is something with the name Discount, like something like logicaldiscount.com, something like that. But the word discount was definitely in it. Okay, so, and they put down their toll-free number for customer service, whatever. I did speak with them. But on my checking account statement, okay, there are two names which are completely make no sense and are unfamiliar, okay? And they are, one of the names is, and I'm going to say three words before the .com, and they have dashes in between the words, like healthy way today, but there's a dash in between healthy and way and between way and today, okay, .com. That was on my bank statement. And another name on my bank statement was the new innovative, and I think it would be hardware. It looked like it just omitted the R-E. Like, in other words, like the word hardware without the R-E at the end. I mean, I'm suspecting that it would be the word hardware. So the new innovative hardware and healthy way today with dashes in between. And each of those were a charge of $9.97.
Okay, ma'am. I'm not meaning to cut you off. So why are you calling today? How can I help you?
Because the phone number that I called in order to put my number in and have you call me back was one of the phone numbers, because in my checking account with these names were two phone numbers with each of these two names.
Okay,
all right?
Ma'am. The account has been canceled out. You spoke with somebody already this month, and you don't have any other charges coming through.
All right, but you know what? First of all, I don't know why when I'm ordering something like a flying object, little drone, I don't know why it's not coming through from the company that I ordered it from.
Oh, because you I think you only one order. Hold on, ma'am. You got it. It stated in the notes, they told you that, the supervisor told you that the last time you called, only one order per household. Now, you probably had to use somebody else, a family member address or something, but you can only place one order per household.
And
you yes.
But yet, they still sent me another email offering that to me.
Okay, ma'am, we'll try a family member and send it there. To a family member's house or something, somebody else.
Right, but you know what? Okay, so now at least I know that you're affiliated with that. Okay, but why didn't it come in under like something logical discount or whatever that was
called?
Ma'am,
I don't know, ma'am. I really don't know, ma'am. I don't know. And I apologize
All right.
for that. I don't make up the rules and apologies or whatever.
And I'm not asking to order another one. Okay, but the thing is, okay, so the $1.97 charge was for the shipping and handling. That's fine. The other $9.97 is what I want to look into, because they're claiming that it's an insurance cost that they would insure. So if anything breaks down with my item that I ordered, if it stops working or defect or whatever, that they would replace it without charge for that $9.97 insurance fee. Okay, can you acknowledge that? You know, that's not even the word, but I mean, you know what I'm saying, right? Confirm that. Can you confirm that?
Ma'am, you...
The insurance policy thing, as they called it on the order
Yes, ma'am.
Form.
We don't take order. We just customer support. Now, let me see if I can find an email or a number where you can call for that.
I just had to put you on speaker. I took some screenshots of...
Oh, no.
I could find.
Man, so you saying that what was wrong with the drone?
I have not flown it yet. I mean, you know, it's winter over here.
What's wrong with it? You just trying to get another product? That's just only for warranty. We cannot. Your account has been closed out.
No, that's not what I'm trying to do. But I mean, I just want to verify, you know, about the claim that they're making, that if something, it just breaks down or there's a defect, that they would replace it, they claimed.
Okay.
All right. I mean,
yes.
You know, if that happens, I don't
yes.
even know if it works.
Yes,
you know,
ma'am. If that happens, you pay for the warranty, so you should get a replacement, only if that happens. So, ma'am, I have another call to go to. Can I, Is there anything else I can help you with today?
All right. All right. Well, I kind of had with my ear away from the phone for a while. Okay. Let me just ask you again. If there is a defect in it, okay, with that extra $9.97 charge that I made, okay, they said that they would replace it without extra charge, right?
I think so.
Well, that's what they claimed. So who would I speak to if that happened?
You would speak to the company, ma'am, that he came from.
I don't even know what company it came from.
What's
and
the
why
address?
They
don't they have a return address on the packaging slip? They don't have no piece of paper that came with that item?
Oh, now that you mentioned that, there's yet another company with the name on it. And that's on the actual outside package, the name of some other company, in Pueblo, Colorado. I mean, does that make sense to you? Some company in Pueblo, Colorado? Because the pamphlet that this thing has, it's got all these freaking Chinese characters on it, like made in China. No wonder they didn't charge for it, except for the shipping and handling. There's no company name, identifying itself in these pieces of paper with all the Chinese writing on it. That's why I'm very disappointed, you know?
Mm-hmm.
On the package it came in a gray, you know, that light gray plastic bag package, and it's got another name of a company, yet another company there, which is located in Pueblo, Colorado.
Okay, ma'am. I thank you for calling the customer support today. Now, you have a nice day.
But who would I talk to as far as replacement?
You probably would call that number or email something, whatever that paper is, ma'am, that you got with the order. If not, you can...
Okay, the only thing is I'm seeing another... Let me see if this is it. All right, this is the packing slip that just came out of it.
Hold on, let me see. Wait, I think you would... Let me see. Can I find...
Oh, yeah, and on the packing slip, it doesn't even name the name of where it came from. It only shows an address. Isn't that something? On the packing slip, which is in Pueblo, Colorado. Okay, the name of this place is on the outer package is Ultra Gadget.
And no address up there?
Yeah, the address is in 140 West 29th Street in Pueblo, Colorado. But that's not the name of the place which had the name Discount in it, which I ordered it from, as far as online.
Okay, man. Will you just call us back? We're open. If that happened, just call this number back, and maybe somebody, a supervisor, somebody will tell you what to do and how to get a replacement if it's been defective or something happened to it.
Okay. I just want to say I know you're being sincere, and I appreciate. I believe what you're saying. I know that you're being sincere, but have you personally, experienced? Another customer calling about this very thing that the thing wasn't working, and in order for it to be replaced, I mean, have you experienced that?
Well, no, not really. But the only thing I can say, anytime something is like, if someone tell you want a free item and you got to look at it, what the shipping and handling is. I'm just saying, if you pay for something, and they was like, it's free, and you pay the shipping and handling.
That's fine.
Most likely, yes, ma'am. No, the thing about it, it's not going to be of that high quality. I'm just going to put it like that. It's not going to be of that high quality. It's going to be low quality and kind of a little cheap. Yes.
Well, you know, they claimed it was free, and all I paid was shipping and handling. No problem, because, you know, I've ordered other things recently, which the shipping and handling was even, you know, more than that price, more than $10. So I don't mind about the shipping price. Okay. But, it made the claim on the site that for an extra $9.97, okay. Now, of course, you know, if you add the shipping to that, all your money adds up. So for an extra $9.97, they would insure it. And so if it breaks down or something, that they would replace it. But, you know, it's not like I got a piece of paper that said, okay, if it breaks down and you need to replace it, call this specific number. you know, it didn't, you know, give a phone number to call.
Okay.
You know?
Okay, man. Well, I don't know, man. I gave y'all the information that I could give, and like I said, if the drone happens to break down or whatever is defective, or call back and they'll direct you, somebody direct you how you can get a replacement, since you did pay for
that. So, but you yourself have not gotten other calls concerning the drone.
No, ma'am.
Yeah,
ma'am.
So that's why it seems all funny, because the number that I'm calling, that I called, which you're calling me back on, was a number that was listed on my bank statement, my checking account statement, which was a completely different name. There were two names that I was like unfamiliar with.
Okay, ma'am. Well, like I say, thank you for calling customer support, ma'am. I have another call to get to. Thank you.
All right. Goodbye.
Bye-bye. Oof.